Hello, Ian. Glad you could make it.
Hey, y'all. How's your mama name?
Well, we've been going 16 hours or something.
Oh, mother name. Mother Ian just came on. Yeah, like for real. Go get your fucking phone, Michael.
Is this a phone that fucks?
Well, if there was, you'd have it, right?
Well, time will tell.
What do you say about the baby that's inside of Sarah? She's pregnant, Ion.
Let me out of here.
I know, right? Don't call me Rory. My name's Stormageddon.
Stormageddon.
Yeah.
Stormageddon.
Yeah.
Stormageddon. Yeah.
That's what the baby insists on being called.
Well, have you been lurking, Ion, and hearing the music?
Was there music?
Yeah, there was. You weren't here, were you?
Hey, are you going to let them know about the Wyndham Lewis stuff, or are you going to keep that secret?
Well, we've been covering a lot of Wyndham through the last 16 hours. What have you got to tell us?
No, we can't do that, Bob. You get all cross and terse with us when we start telling the tale. We had our shit in plain sight.
Well, anybody who's on the line here, you can talk to Ion, so let's go. Have at him. Remember the Monty Python skit? Let's have at Ion. Attack! He won't even move.
Well, you're not getting across this bridge. I'll just let you know that right now. If you think you're getting across this bridge, you can go at it. Come on.
Ion, you like Phyllis Diller?
Well, she's okay. Not any more or less than any of you all.
She got anything to say to
Nothing
us?
More than you have to say. Oh, yeah, she got anything to say
That's
to me.
That's true.
Well, what does she think of me? Does she miss me?
She doesn't miss you. She still enjoys you, Bob. We all do, till we don't.
Oh, okay. Until you don't, that's right. That takes a long time.
Bob's that kind of guy you have to hate to love and love to hate, you know?
I got both angles covered. And the Android meme imitates that, so it's doing both processes, too.
You know, it doesn't imitate it. It mimics it. It doesn't imitate it. It mimics it, actually. Isn't that interesting?
What's the difference?
Oh, huge difference. If you're imitating, you're making a copy or a rendition. A rendition. If you're mimicking, you're trying to elocution, provide the same content. There's a difference. Imitating isn't right. Imitation vanilla is not genuine vanilla. It's made to be like vanilla. Mimicked vanilla is vanilla, actual vanilla done a different way.
That's curious. Very curious interpretation. Okay. It's all right. Nice.
So wake up James Pusty and we can fuck with him, too.
I know. James, he's sort of, I think he's in here somewhere, but he doesn't speak.
We know. He said he's asleep. Wake up. Did everyone cash out for their quadruple witching hour?
Nothing. Of course, nothing happened. Nobody heard anything. No problems.
Didn't the Dow move 811 points, Bob, in two days?
I've been very busy. I'll go look.
I'm wondering who cashed out the most, Ion.
We'd tell you, but Bob would have to have you killed.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then.
No. Come on, don't whip out. Pursue.
All right. So. Who made out the second most? Would Bob have to kill me if you told me who made out the second most?
No, it's not about made out. See, everybody's busy trying to make money. Money makes you. It's the other way around. So when you go like that, it's just puffery. It really doesn't matter. It's okay. It's just some money. But when it went up and when it went down, every 100 points is $100 billion. It's $100 billion up and $100 billion down if you're on the right side of it. And we laid all that out specifically. Now, it's great fun. We'll out Khalifi. It'll be great fun because she'll deny it to the end of time. But she was structured and positioned most perfectly.
That's great. I started wondering about Yuan, and if little man me could take advantage of the Yuan, but I'm glad I didn't even go play in there.
Any reason?
Yuan. Last time we talked, you said the Yuan was going to be less valuable in comparison to the dollar. It was going to drop.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I was thinking it was the other way around.
So you do, if Ion told you, which is us, we're talking about us now in the third person like Bob does, if Ion told you that, then why didn't you go short on the Yuan and make the spread till you could buy it at less?
I haven't started playing the game at that kind of level. I got my own money games I'm playing at the moment, but we'll see. If I had been more specific and asked you more questions, it might have made a difference then, huh?
Yes, ask your questions now for next year's Witching Hour.
Next year, it'll come again in a quarter, potentially.
Oh, okay, in a quarter. I don't see any headlines on 800 points, Ion, but that's what happened on Friday?
Up and down. And look at the Dow. Look at a chart for the Dow Jones for the last week.
I can do that.
See, now, how can a little person take advantage of those fluctuations
little people can't afford the bullets to blow their damn brains out, so we don't know. We would have to loan little people the money to kill themselves, so you would be dead already and out of your misery if you were able to. So it's so amazing that we're supposed to move heaven and earth to explain to you what it is that you can't get out of your little man's meat sack. From these bones, these bars of bones, holy hills. Cue up the holy hills of time, the holy hills, the holy hills. Yeah, Donnie Rambo, Vesto Goodman, holy hills.
You know, Ion, these waves, they go up and down, and they change, and they go up in the 10 minutes and down in 10 minutes.
We told you.
And there's software. Okay, so it's the meaning. Yeah, but, Quicken doesn't do that. I can't download Quicken and follow those waves.
Bars of bones are but a prison. These bars of bones are but a prison. There you go. Get up the holy hill. That's one to do right now, Bob. That'll fix it. Then we're going to answer some more questions.
Phil was expecting the Dow to crash. It's a little person.
No.
I'm going to explain this. He expects the crash. Well, we here in Ireland, we don't expect any crash. We're going to go up. So you don't focus on the crashes.
We said plane on the 10. If traffic's going one way, go the other way. You're expecting it to boom. If it's gloom and doom, go for the top. For sure.
Yeah.
We gave you Janet Yellen. What more could you possibly ask for?
She's in our pocket, people. She just waits for us to tell her what to do.
And short-term interest rates are going to be moved up. There's your word.
Now, there's somebody phoning me from Austin, Texas. Do you have an idea who that is, Ion? Maybe Carol's got an appointment. Yeah, I hear her upstairs. She's talking to somebody. She probably has a radio show. She's not keeping track of things very well lately, Ion. A little distracted, I think, with the successes of her kingdom. Hard for her to remember the little people.
Who?
Good for her. It's about time.
Yeah.
Apparently it is about time, yes.
See? You walked right into that, Gene. It's about time.
Time's up. Time out. Time over. Time.
Okay.
Time. We call time. Time. Did you hear that? The bars of bones. Oh, my soul. Isn't that wonderful that you realize that you are in a prison?
Yes.
The little man syndrome has you captured.
I told you to even know about it. I figured that out. I was right. She just came down. She's got a radio show. She had forgotten her.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're Dr. Carolyn Dean. All things are possible. But don't worry, Carolyn. They won't start without you, honey.
So she's running.
What's this radio show, Carolyn?
Oh, she's not on our line. She's on the other phone. She's on radio shows all the time.
We have another one. We do multiple. We can multitask. We can put her everywhere. She's everywhere. She's in and out and over and under. Dr. Carolyn Dean, the magnesium queen, is everything a rabbit can do to a stump.
She is. Very flexible. Multitasking. She started multitasking.
So, how much is a share of Gazprom worth these days, y'all?
Yeah, did that one too? Did you guys miss that one too? Damn.
If only I could have gotten in. Yes. It's like dirt.
We told you. We told you.
Yeah, it was just not enough time for me. I'm dragging my feet.
You're just spending too much time with Legend. He's distracting you from focusing on ionic points there. Legend.
Too much Jack Cerfetti. That's the problem.
Jack Cerfetti. Yeah, all right.
So, Ion, is Constantine coming back for another year?
Do you want it to? We're getting pretty weary with these little man things, the renditions. JJ's working hard, and we're coming out with some fun stuff, but it's getting kind of glib after a little second because you're not getting it.
They've run out of scenarios.
Well, we've painted them all. We can repaint the Renoir if you want to. Maybe we can unpaint the show. We haven't decided. That's the answer to the question.
You're saying TV's getting weak.
Media College won't support its content.
They're too limited in their storylines.
Well, if they bring Papa Justify back, you'll be all right, maybe.
Break these chains, Lord!
Are you watching Silicon Valley, Bob?
No, I haven't got to that one. You
it's hilarious.
Okay. Well, we'll note that. Like,
well, Ian, let's talk about what Janet's doing, because I did see that on the news. She seems to be keeping the United States afloat.
That's us. If she works for us, she's on the drops.
We're going to float it until we change it. So she's your girl. She's that girl.
Excellent.
Hear that, Gene? Not going to crash.
Excellent.
We're going to float it until we
change
it.
Absolutely excellent. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just keep on pretending everything's really productive.
No, just watch Marlo Thomas. That'll give you the clues and all the answers that you need. Marlo Thomas.
The Flying Nun?
That girl.
Oh, that girl. Janet's that girl. Janet is our girl, isn't she, Ion?
She is.
Marlo. You say Marlo is acting on TV like Janet, or Marlo is a mover and shaker on our behalf?
Janet Yellen is acting like that girl.
Who's
that girl? You know, Ian, I'm just seriously curious, though, if this is all going to be kept afloat. It's like I see the healthcare system as this big balloon of air.
What an oxymoron, healthcare system. You made it funny, Bob. Look, she's made it funny. You should go on one night stands. It'd be a great deal. The last comic standing. That's
cool.
Funny.
You should try out open mic. Be like Love Glob or Love Job.
Blib Blob. Happy Blib Blob. Yes. Blib Blob. Big Bob. Blib Blob. Blib Blob. Blub 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 Blub
Blub
Blub Blub Blub Blub All hail the Jabberwocky.
Okay, so now this balloon of air, I just can imagine it popping and the air just going straight out of it. So how are you going to keep that afloat?
Well, we're not keeping the healthcare system afloat. We're keeping the economy afloat and everything else.
Yeah, but that's what's keeping the health.
Everything,
that's what's keeping the economy
afloat. Everything is the economy except us. Everything is the economy.
We'll just dig a lot of graves and thin out the system, and then it won't be overburdened. You'll see.
Yeah, we'll go Mexican.
New diseases on the horizon.
That's the simplest way, isn't it? It's the easiest way.
No, Bob, go Carpathian. Go Carpathian. Forget the Mexican.
Carpathian.
Yeah,
you know the Bible, yeah. Use the Bible. Use as a guideline.
Carthage.
Carpathian. I understand that recommendation.
And two fingers of Babylon, and you're good to go.
Tell us more, Bob.
He'd have to explain sodomites, and he can't do that.
I get this phone blinking in my face, you know. It's, you know, people leave a message, and I can't go up and get rid of the blinking because Carol's on. You know, so I've got this thing flashing at me on the right side. So don't expect
he's a blinker.
Precise analysis from me for the next while. 213-255, check your... noise meter. What are you doing?
You got a jingle in your glib glob. You got a jingle in your glib glob.
I just have to open his mouth and something will come out. He can usually make something out of it. He definitely is like McLuhan. I don't know what I'm going to say until I think it. No, actually it was the opposite. I don't know what I think until I say it. That's Ion. He starts saying syllables and then he makes it into a sentence. Half a sentence. You notice that, Gene? That's what we're talking about, methodology here. You got any questions, Legend?
Legend, here we go. I'm reading about vampires, Legend.
And no questions about the Clonclave, just questions about McLuhan, Legend. Can only ask about McLuhan.
I got to call in and talk McLuhan?
That's all you can do is talk McLuhan. You're so deficient in it.
I love McLuhan. I've only had 3,000 hours of McLuhan.
You don't talk about what you like. You get into McLuhan's ideas and bounce them off Ion.
Okay, Ion, he just said last week, McLuhan is, gobbledygook. He really never said anything that was very definitive.
He said a lot. Very, very particular stuff. See, that's the problem here.
I just told you last week that McLuhan really had no impact on the 21st century. He said he just continued to pontificate about thoughts that had no relevant bearing on anything.
Ion is not too well knowledge up on McLuhan. I am, and I'll tell you, it's relevant. What are you going by Ion for? Ion's good on the non-physical, but you get into mortar stuff, all he can do is talk about TV shows.
The best you got is Wyndham Lewis, the ins and outs of Wyndham Lewis.
Ask about Wyndham Lewis.
We had anal sex with T.S. Eliot, so it's okay.
He's so aggressive he could be. You're getting him horny now.
We put the howl in the hollow man.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Make it I had fucked T.S. Eliot.
He's explored every orifice.
Oh, that is significant. The orb becomes in. That's how you will recognize hierarchy, or the HRH status, is with the orb. The orb is very critical. You'll notice that later. You'll start seeing that. It's a moniker
orb.
That you should... Orb, yep.
Yeah, well,
you
that's the line from Finnegan's Wake. The herb it orbs. That's the famous line from Finnegan's Wake.
Ion, we were at the bar the other night, and the jukebox machine appeared to be playing on its own. Were you playing the machine for a period of time while we were there?
Ew.
Oh, Dad, that was quite hilarious. Did you bump into me from behind or tap my shoulder? Did you kind of appear in the whistle?
It wasn't quite like that. It was through something, but yes. The wisp, the wisp on your neck, that was more
of us. That was you? Like, it just let me know that you're there?
Hell yeah, we tear it up on weeknights.
So now you can engage in the physical. You can touch people, put thoughts in their head.
You're making erroneous conclusions. You don't conclude from your experience.
So now, if that's the case, since we can, then we always did. If we now can, then we always did. See, that's the thing. Your sliding scale of knowing in the span of eternity. Once we come to a new state, a new place that we're not recognized by you before, you find that we could have all along. That's why the man in the mirror was so key.
Okay.
The transvestal reality is subject to your place of knowing. So only the media ecology that allows the biases to be engaged is the only history that you will know. And you will change the history as you go. So,
So now, okay. That's slightly creepy, I'll let you know, because
Bob Singh Nakapoko, that's scary. Bob Singh Nakapoko.
Slightly speaky. It occurred to me this morning, Ion, that I'm the only one that could have orchestrated this. It's so perfect for me, the contract I create for myself, that I'm the only one that could have orchestrated it.
Yeah, but it's getting softer. It used to be really like horrible things, and now it's just like little shit. You just trip over little crap now.
I know. It's incredible.
So, lather, rinse, repeat. It takes less and less contrast to get the same amount of lather. Yay.
Exactly.
So,
thank
with
you.
Glow, was she actually hallucinating these predictions?
Zatha McLuhan.
Divinations? Yeah.
We found out that Glow, we played Glow from 2005, into 2004, and she predicted the Axion situation.
Well, she blasphemed it. But,
no, she
but
did.
Why?
She nailed
but
it.
How did, no, I want to know how it was blasphemed.
You know what we're talking about, Ion? Glow, and she saw
we do, and pickled willows. Don't forget them either, Bob. The willows.
We didn't use
them.
You like them.
And the boiled peanuts.
No, we didn't use Ben Bills very much. But they did announce that I was becoming ascended. They did say that in 2007. And they said, very shortly, Bobby will be ascended.
How very high-minded of them.
But this thing that she predicted, the water tanks that we're doing, was pretty good. That's what she saw. You got any comment on that accuracy, Ion? Can't deny it.
No.
It was accurate.
No comment. No comment.
Why not? Did I cause that in her? Did she just pick that up from me? Yeah. See,
the rafters do not make the roof any more than the footings make the foundation, but they do prop on each other sometimes.
Okay. We'll make a note of that.
And she said he jumped straight into the water, Ion. Into that pool of liquid color, that rainbow of color.
Yeah, McLuhan jumped into the Axion pot. And Zappa smoked it.
And his penis is still sore.
Ion, will drinking the Axion water be the same as jumping into the River of Jordan?
It'll be better.
You did say a while ago, it was on Bart's Mashes, you said crossing the River Jordan is drinking the living water. Now, you made it a muddle over the last month, didn't tell us that, but that's what you said many months ago, so you still stand by that?
Well, it's what we just said. It'll be better.
Than crossing the Jordan.
It will be equal to, if not more significant, than the physical crossing into the promised land. See, we're trying to get you to a new heaven and a new earth that's right here, right now. That's the trick.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We're trying to get you to land in a place you've already arrived, in the land that your grandchildren knew. That's where we're trying to get you to.
That's right. You are. That's true. You're being
somehow you
there.
Can't seem to play that ridiculous music, though, can you?
Oh, no. No, we can. We can get that.
Hey, on the bowl of the painting of In the Garden, is that considered the Holy Grail?
No.
Was there actually ever a Holy Grail that King Arthur pursued?
The Chalice of Righteousness.
What's the Holy Grail legend? What did you just say?
I'm asking Ion if there ever was such a thing as a Holy Grail.
And what did he say?
Yes, it was perfected by George Foreman.
Hey, Ion, nice little tray to catch the grease.
Speaking of that,
the lipids, yes, the lipids, yes, the lipids.
It's drippy lipids.
The sword and the snake. In the garden painting, do they have any, well, actually, I don't think there's a sword in there, but you were talking about it. I had a dream many years ago involving a sword and a snake. Do you know the dream?
Yes, and it's not a sword, it's an affame.
That's a little dagger.
Not so little.
Oh, I thought they were shorter.
Well, good thing for you, it's not a thinking man's game.
What is the difference between an affame and a sword?
About 4 inches.
The affame in the dream and the snake in the dream, do they have any relation to those in the garden, the one over the tree?
No. You have an ongoing problem with the Edomites.
Who are the Edomites?
They're not
the ones from Eden.
So you're saying I have an ongoing problem with the...
Apparently.
Do you say apparently because of the contrast that I'm creating? Why do you say apparently?
Because it's clear to us, but not to you, so it must be apparently.
You're saying that I have a problem with the Edenites, and the Edenites are...
It's me. Must be me.
Stop
from the
giggling.
Hezekiah line lineage. You know, the house of Hezekiah.
Can you make it clear for me then, Ion? Okay, thanks.
Ion, I have a question for you. Brendan's in L.A. Can you give me any tips on his direction?
South by southwest.
No, get back to Madeline. Let Madeline try to finish her whatever she's talking about.
Okay.
Come on, Madeline. Get into it.
I am not talking.
Get Portal 2. Get Portal 2 ready.
You're talking now, Madeline. Stop concluding. Do not ever make a conclusion about what's going on. Just keep talking.
That's your problem. You conclude about every 30 seconds about something.
When Daniel said that he would kill the snake, sword.
Madeline's talking.
Okay.
You. Yeah, go ahead, Madeline.
Ion, what am I not to clarify my problem?
402.
So, Madeline, don't be thrown by a song lyric. Come at it another way.
Ion wants to set a tone.
No, he doesn't. He's just trying to distract you from answering any of your questions.
No, we did. Portal 2.
Yeah, right. Well, we don't have it here. So go ahead, Madeline. Get in your follow-up to that. You've heard,
lemons,
now
throw those lemons back at him.
Is it the case that I can't. Never mind. I'm muting.
Yeah, see, why not? Why not say it? Obviously, you want to ask about it.
Well, I have a lot of questions. What about the fact that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's names were changed consistently, but Daniel doesn't become, Balthazar? He becomes Daniel known as Balthazar. What's that about?
He was already ascended, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were representation of placeholders of where the man fell, where little man became. Directions, yes.
Ion, is there a better way that we can understand moving with the cloud and putting stuff in it and following it?
Yes.
I'm interested in knowing more about how I can put things in the cloud, because, Ion, you mentioned that everything else is going to disappear, so put everything in the cloud. So I'm interested to know how I will put things in the cloud.
You can't. We will. Everything worth salvaging will preserve. Everything else you won't care about anyway. And for you to decide that, that'd be like deciding the rest of the food you're going to eat the rest of your days here on planet Earth. You couldn't store that either, you see.
Well, that's a belief. That's a big belief.
200 feet at a time, darling. That's all you need.
Under the circumstances, Ion's being shockingly nice.
Well, under the circumstances, we agree.
Ion, I am downloading the soundtrack from Portal 2 right now. Which track is it that you would like me to play?
The ending song.
Triple Laser Phase?
No, the ending song. It's called Portal 2.
Oh.
Just YouTube Portal 2 ending song. And do the one with the lyrics. You can enjoy it better.
Regarding stuff in the cloud, part of the contrast I created recently involves my data.
It's gone. We erased it. Don't worry about it.
Great. Thank you.
What data is that, Madeline?
We don't talk about these things, Bob.
So some personal data he said he erased?
Otherwise, your cooks and nannies would have been on the Internet.
Thank you, Ion.
You're so welcome.
Is this a ploy on the part of myself to get myself to pay better attention?
No, it's so that North Vietnam can take over Sony Motion Pictures.
North America.
What do you mean North Vietnam?
Ion, what's my problem with the Edenites?
You'd have to have Bob explain to me a sodomite before that would make sense, darling.
Oh,
he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that hair. We don't have that here. We don't have that here.
We don't carry that.
We played that 9,278 times. We played that all over the place, but we don't have that. We don't have that. That doesn't serve us in our purview of that which we are offering at this moment. That doesn't serve us so far. So,
what was the topic? Maddie was asking. What evoked that?
What evoked the LaRouche quadrant?
But what was Maddie? What was I mocking me about right there? What was your topic?
You won't
play
Portal 2. You play what you want to, when you want to, the way you want to.
Ion, did I have the wrong version, even though it said Portal 2 ending song? What, am I too little?
Ion,
you're hilarious.
They're all delicious. They're all delicious. It's no shrimp. We're still trying to get you out of the LaRouchean quadrant, so before the Lilliputians come and take over, because Jack Savanni will not have it any longer.
Maddie, hey, listen, your neighborhood there, Maddie. I saw him the day I saw you. I met with Jack Savanni. That's why he's coming up.
With a side of beef art.
It's so relevant, Maddie. So plow ahead with some other words.
What's my problem with the Edenites, Ion?
Chapter 122, the terrible crystal.
No, Galatians 4:4.
Galatians 4:4. We have a new one. That's easy to remember.
Galatians 4:4.
Read that. Quick, someone, Sue. Quick, get that, Sue, and read it to us.
Could the bread of living water be called soma amazing?
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, it's a little bit funny.
No, not that funny, Sarah.
Oh. But is it the rebirth process, right? No?
You know, look at the chaos that's happening. We don't have Bert or Roxanne or Susanna. It's just amazing. But come up with the Edenite question in another way, Madeline. Don't just repeat it.
RNA drops made my creation's powers more strong?
Yeah, it's not no less. You won't notice. You have no bias to gauge it by.
You got to have a bias to know.
I have no bias.
Right.
Or just no bias to gauge it by.
Right, so you got to have a bias to
Well,
bounce
on. The reason I ask is that the contrast I'm creating is bigger than it used to be, so I'm wondering if that's because of the drops.
Yeah, that's a good question. The drops create more contrast sometimes for people, Ion. What's the media called you there?
Jeez, if the drops told you to jump off a bridge, would you blame that on them too?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Right. Correct.
So shut the fuck up.
Good comeback. Is that sort of construction, Madeline?
Good comeback there. Good comeback. Ian's waiting for an appropriate question, Maddie.
Well, Ion, this Portal 2 ending song that I have on YouTube, is that the one you were recommending?
He recommended all of them. He said all of them.
They like all of them.
Yeah, they like all of them there, Maddie, so, you know, do that later.
Yeah, I'll listen to it later. I want to know I have the right one.
You do. He just said all the songs are relevant, but especially the one me and Sarah did. What'd you say? That's what?
I think she said she's sexually attracted to all of us.
Yep. So, Maddie, come up. Go for another question.
Nope, I'm done. I'm good.
Okay, Ion, in the Doctor Who series, the anniversary series, that plot line with the three Doctor Whos coming together in the same timeline at the same moment and making a decision on how to proceed, that's closer to reality than people think. Was there a lot of truth to that Doctor Who series?
Absolutely. We said it that way.
Is Bob somewhat one of those Doctor Whos?
I'm Doctor what? I know Doctor Who.
No, he's Dr. Wynn.
That's right. I triangulate over time.
Yeah, And I'm Amy Pond, and my unborn child is Rory's, and Keith is Prisoner Zero.
Yeah, we've been through that one before. Squidbillies mocked
really,
us all the way to the Astros.
No, don't touch the tram, Bob. Oh, God put his baby in a woman, and it came out.
Ion, did I choose my parents?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Sue is reading 4:4.
And God knows me just as much as I know God. This is almost as emotional as that song that Bob played after the Vestal one earlier.
Okay, Galatians chapter 4, do not return to bondage. Number 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
Awesome wisdom there.
The little baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Get me out of this woman, said the baby.
Dun, dun, dun. Sue reads Galatians 4:4.
So, Ion, it wasn't 4:9?
No, it was 4:4, Sue. I know 44. I have a special relationship with 44. When I hear it, I know it's been said.
Okay.
I have here, Sue reads Galatians 4:4, nothing happens. kill like that one. Nothing happens.
And the LaRouche Quadrant is born.
Another Hitler.
Not another Hitler.
It's already little Hitler, Carolyn. Big Hitler went in Chambalta or whatever.
Yeah.
Ruling the Hollow Earth and ruling Hawaii and ruling New Medicine. Jeez.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Contrast.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been giving Hitler enough credit for all of his doings.
Yes. Ion marks LaRouche Quadrant.
So Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. And that has something to do with my problem with the Edenites.
Do.
Do.
Please clarify that.
I'm just a suck-ass little kid sporting Ion. Whatever Ion says, I agree with.
I'm asking Ion to clarify the
lots of luck on that one.
Let's see if we can get Bob to run an exegesis on the conversation. Because, you see, in mediacology, the way mediacology applies is how the knower knows the known knowing. If the knower doesn't know the known knowing, constantly coming to any relationship that we're trying to calculate.
So it's another way of saying, if you don't know, how could we, or whatever?
We would say, we already told you. You ain't got it. That's what we would say, but then we would be forward to do that, wouldn't
you? Say it in a way that I'll get it.
There.
Would you say it in a way that I'll get it, please?
Well, we would say we also did already, but...
So you're saying that I did get it and I'm being stubborn?
Did the cockroach get into the house or did the house trap the cockroach?
It's both ways there, Madeline, both ways. It's not one way.
You've already got it, and you are stubborn because you won't know or agree that you got it. And you're making madness at Ion for you not getting it.
So I have to agree that I got it.
Exactly. That's a good attitude.
It's like James Brady went to a party, and he asked him how he felt, and he said he had half a mind not to come.
Okay, try again, Madeline. Sue doesn't seem to have anything. You got something, Sue? You want to ask Brennan again?
Well, I want to know about creating a chip body. Is it just like falling into the abyss?
No. Ask about those people who make money giving advice on what to do with the chip body. That's the only viable job in the chip body. Tell other people how to make money. That's about the seminar you went to.
I went to a seminar on creating an information marketing in the chip body. It seems to me that this is the only way that people can make money in the future. Is that correct?
There is no money. You don't make money. Money makes you.
So this is just a way for people to get together, create, and pretend that they're having a good time?
Selling a lifestyle.
Depends on the coin liquor they choose.
So is this just people looking for a city?
No. It depends on the liquor. You got to deal with that. It depends on the liquor they choose. That's what he just said. He answered it.
Okay.
Whether they have a good time or not. That does sound like the city, then. It's just, like you said, a social thing.
The social thing.
Some people like to hold their liquors by their ears.
Or the mustache. Or the handlebars.
Yeah.
Payday is our party, and I certainly feel rich at this party.
And what liquor are you using?
Your answer should be completely non-physical, that is so compassionate and caring and knows all the right spots.
So, Sue, you would ask, okay, what? How could I profit from the Internet without money as a goal?
Yeah, how can I profit from the Internet?
Without money as a goal. Without money as a goal.
That's not what she wants to know, Bob.
Bob.
Steal Korean stock and sell shares for Marshall McLuhan and say Eric did it and take all the money and run. You'll be rich beyond words. We can help.
Who killed...
It's free to play in the Internet.
John Reynolds.
Okay.
The way to play in the chip body without making any money but to have a good time and create?
Isn't that what you're doing now?
Yeah.
That's what Ion has always said. If you're having fun, the rest will come. If you're in your power, you can be power and authority. If, and no one's gotten it
yet.
And
you don't measure it by the amount of money you made.
No wonder I don't hang around here. Nobody's getting it.
You're a snob. You're a snob.
Me and Ion, we work here for 16 hours.
Here's
we come
point.
In
here's
the same
the
old
here's
questions.
The point.
Same old lack of questions.
It all right back up and can't get the music played. The music has been queued up 10,000 times. Here's the thing. For 40 years, they roamed around in the desert. For 40 years, it was a three-day trip. For 40 years, they roamed around the desert. The moral to the point is they owned a desert.
A beach with no water.
They had water.
Okay,
They smoked the rock. They had lots of water. They took the rod and the staff, and they smote the white stone, and water flowed. And made an oasis right there in the desert, as it were.
And that's what we're doing. We get distracted by the RNA drops, or we would have been there already.
I wanted to share Ion with the masses, and we get sidetracked for 4 years of dealing with the little people. And we should have just
really, Carolyn?
And plowed ahead.
And I'm fed up with that.
Okay,
I'm
so we
make my own bread of life.
Carol's abandoning you people. Oh, man, I hate to be you.
So we've been taking the RNA drops for 3 years now, almost 4 years, and we're getting stupider and stupider?
No.
You're getting smarter, but it's between you and you, and you know your old self is refusing to acknowledge a change.
RNA drops aren't to make you smarter. RNA drops are to make you ascend, and they're doing that. Whether or not you know it or not, that's another conversation.
We're all having a little bit of a problem applying it, Ion, because we're sitting here and we're ahead of the cutting edge with all this information. And we don't know what to do with it. I want to get back to the conversation with Chad a couple weeks ago. That's the edge or the cutting edge of technology, of the new stuff that's coming in. Did you say that carbon computing has always been there?
Yes. Data has always been stored in carbon molecules.
And there's about to be a very significant change in how that carbon is developed, right? There's a change coming.
No, carbon. No change. You're just catching up to it. You've had carbon dating forever. Well, if carbon dating works, why can't it store your phone number?
Then there's carbon computing, of course.
But then
but
there's picocarbon, Ion. There's picocarbon.
Yes, and it's made us angstrom. Mm-hmm.
Is carbon considered living?
Graphene.
You had to ask
graphene
Martha
life?
Stewart.
Ask who?
Martha Stewart.
Oh.
Oh,
she's the only one qualified to tell you what to do.
She knows everything good. She does. She knows everything good. You're right. I will ask her.
It's a good thing.
It is. Children in China making markers at mass production. It's a good
thing. So this picocarbon, I'm even wondering that can be applied to heavy metals like iron, where you can make pico iron?
Iron's not a heavy metal. Mercury is a heavy metal.
Iron just weighs a lot. It's not a heavy metal. It just weighs a lot.
Right. Specific gravity issue. All right, Ion. Picocarbon. I've read about carbon materials that are being made that can be turned into body suits, kind of like a really strong, hard exoskeleton.
Form of Kevlar.
So is this technology becoming even more and more advanced? Am I correct in thinking that does picocarbon have anything to do with the development that Chad was talking about of quantum computing?
Yes.
Chad's project was originally made to work out the details of triangulation.
he has achieved that.
He's got software that acts like you can just download an app and triangulate so we don't have to figure it out in our heads.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
That's Bob.
That turns into, are you still beating your wife question after about 1 second.
Which, that answer never made any sense.
No, it makes sense to me.
Well, you actually do beat up people.
Beat up your wife, so you wouldn't know,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's not my experience. I don't know what's being offered me.
So all this quantum computing is there to track and map the portals, Ion?
Not quantum. Isn't it carbon computing we're talking about? You don't use quantum computing.
Carbon's
I'm wondering if storage. This living carbon will speed up and allow quantum computing to happen at an even faster rate.
How are we changing fire with the RNA? Does that have anything to do with carbon being burnt? Oh, Ion, you and your elaborate answers.
Well, if we're not going to answer, why don't you try it going at it a different way?
Ion, are giant covalent structures significant in this carbon computing and also in the cold?
In covalent bonding, yes.
Very good, Susanna. See, Susanna comes in and gets right in there. She just showed up like 2 seconds ago and she gets something. You guys should be humiliated.
Is the giant covalent structure...
Yes, if the valence is stable, yes.
And the structure, does it merge?
No, it won't ever do that. It can't merge.
What's your topic? What are you getting answers on? Just give me an hour.
I'm wondering.
Yes, yes, it is. It is the case.
That is the case. It is. Please.
Oh, wow. Just, great.
But only as it applies. You have to apply it. See, the trebler only works if you apply it. You have to apply it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it won't. It's just a trebler.
You don't want no trebler.
This is very significant with the Tree of Life, right?
It's a little bit of a stretch because when you say Tree of Life, it becomes glib and sardonic.
Yes.
Or bleh,
yes.
So nobody gives a shit about that anymore.
The Tree of Life.
I mean, you know, you're going to end up in the William Irwin Thompson quadrant, and nothing good has ever come out of that shit so far. So
I'm
trying to stay out of there.
I'm using Tree of Life as you reference it in Revelation.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your topic?
You still don't have a clue. It does, but you still don't have a clue what it is. So, whoopee.
Well,
what's the topic, Susan? I'll mute you, Susan. I'll mute you. I have to keep track of the record. I'm doing the books here. What is your topic? Just give me a couple of nouns.
The giant covalent structure of carbon.
Okay, got that. The giant covalent structure. The what? The dye? Is she saying the giant structure?
That's why we like it.
She's
got adjectives.
She's saying giant.
Adjectives. We love
the
adjectives.
Giant structure, the covalent bonding.
Yeah. We love adjectives.
The giant covalent structure.
It's covalent. Just try covalent.
Covalent. We like it. It's Peruvian, Bob. Where did you see it? See what happens when you ever go to the William Irwin Thompson quadrant. You can never get out. You get in it, you don't get in it. It gets in you. You can never get out.
I wish Thompson heard this.
Ion knows what I meant.
Yeah, I'm the one making the records. If I don't get in the books, it doesn't exist. Okay?
So what is covalent?
And we still don't know if you're saying giant or diant or something.
Giant, like the green giant.
Giant covalent structures are diamond, graphite, and silicon dioxide.
Okay.
So they've just renamed what we know and pretend like it's a new big deal. So don't be thrown by new names. Welcome to my world, Carolyn.
And then Carolyn and we of all non-physical go yawn.
So I am
feel to be so superior, Dr. Dean.
Yeah, how does it feel? Try it on.
Is the giant covalent structure is it similar to how the structure of the 144,000 strands of double helix DNA going to be?
Oh, you don't have to check with number one about that.
Yeah, that's Ruth. Chad, and Ruth ain't called back.
Oh, that's right, little Ruthie.
Is it Ruth or Chad, Ian, that you're referring to?
Always.
Always Ruth
here.
And Chad.
As long as the Turning Texans sit on the throne.
Ian's going after Turner Taxes. His days are numbered.
I also was wondering, are the Gospels significant in the Bible? Sorry, hold on.
Must be.
Way to go, way to go. Kill that dog. It ruins every one of your sessions, Susanna. Do not bring your dog to Iondom.
It's a rooster dog.
Yeah, the dog just gets all upset. She doesn't know who Susanna's talking to. She gets nervous. Like, well, you're talking to non-physical. Stop it.
Same thing happened with Ray Land, didn't it, Bob?
Ray Land, yes, head gravy. Head gravy for your dog if this keeps up, Susanna.
Yeah, that's it. That little head.
Head gravy. What does that mean?
No, that's a listen to the Ray Land, May 1st, 2009, 3-hour interview. She began by her own experiences with getting MK Ultra and her head turned into head gravy, and I never got over the metaphor. She uses it all the time.
Oh.
That all the way into Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson in the conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that was hilarious.
If there's truth that Ian just wings it all the time and just grabs stuff from whatever anybody says, that's the key theme.
We say it. So, of course, why wouldn't we retrieve it? Why wouldn't we obsolete it so we can retrieve it for later? It's like a midnight.
I'm glad
okay,
you
well, back to my question about the Gospels. Are they significant?
What are you talking about? Jeez, right. It's all about the third Jesus. They can't be significant. You know, third Jesus was a fuck-up, right?
So
they followed the wrong guy.
I don't know the Bible, and I'm listening to Revelations now. That seems pretty significant. But then Ion always references back to other books and other chapters of other books.
Yeah.
They've never made a reference to the gospel. So I guess
that's
I'm
right.
wondering, like, you know, Ion, non-physical, wrote the Bible. Does that include the gospels? Is that...
No, the New Testament is a fuck-up. Ion is totally a Old Testament guy.
One was a punk. One was a drunk. One was sunk. And the other one was flunked.
And then, blessed am I for coming into my power through the Gospel of Thomas.
The Sermon on the Mount.
Okay.
It's great that I mocks the New
Love
Testament.
It. But are all the chapters that you reference, Ion, those are all Old Testament?
Yes, usually they are. I know that much.
Although we like G.E. Philco and the references to the churches, Laodicea is very wonderful. G.E. Philco.
What is that? I don't know that.
It's a modern company.
Radio company?
Colossians,
yeah.
Colossians,
yeah.
Ephesians, Corinthians.
Ion overlaps like things like today's corporations with the former ones.
Galatians, Ephesians, GE.
Ah.
Philemon. Corinthians, GE Philco.
And those are all New Testament.
And did Paul write all those?
Paul or Saul of Tarsus or Peter, Paul, and Mary or Baby Ruth or one of them, yeah.
Well, Revelation is New Testament.
The different John. John of Patmos.
John the Revelator. Do you do Daniel with Revelations, Ben?
We do. We all do. Do that. We did the death, just Bob doesn't allow it, but we did it.
All right.
What'd they do?
Well done.
What'd they do, Carol? What did I not allow and they did?
Yeah, we drug you kicking and screaming every step of the way.
Well, because Bob brought up Shadrach and Meshach last night. I thought it was really impressive of him to be able to say those two names.
Sarah, what did he just say that they dragged me through?
They do Book of Revelation with
Daniel.
What about Bell and the Dragon? Can I toss that with those? to me, that's poignant because Bell and the Dragon is oral tradition, and with no words, non-physical being the writer of the other two.
Oh, we're a writer, not a writer.
You writ the row, eh?
What's the topic right now, Sarah? What are we working on? What are we understanding?
Just using or redoing Book of Daniel with Book
the
of
Dragon.
Revelation.
So find out.
And then Bell and the Dragon.
Yeah,
Bell and
the
Dragon is
Nate Roth. You didn't get anything.
I know, because it's oral tradition. If Ion
ask about
got
it.
The writ. Well,
geez, too bad.
Okay,
I didn't know what
Ion.
These topics were. We get somewhere, but, you know, I'm not really specializing in this stuff anymore. Go ahead, feebly, go along. Try to imagine if you guys did the Book of Revelation.
Ion,
my God.
Is Bell and the Dragon, is that a story about Daniel before ascending into Belshazzar? Okay. Is that a story about Daniel known as Belshazzar?
Anyway, you go, you're not going to get there, so try to get
no matter how you do it.
Well, I don't really want to know about that.
It's ipso facto. It's a very ipso facto relationship. You know, and we were going to, if we keep going, we're going to make you go into a, force you into a quid pro quo position, and you can't win then.
That'll end up in the Dobson quadrant again.
Because you can't, you don't even know what you're asking about. So if we
answer, you don't even know what you're asking about.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to know that. That's what Bob was telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Again. But what I really want to know about all of this is the Book of Daniel is written, transcribed.
The transcription is a moot.
Well, then is oral moot as well?
Until it's not. See, Bob obsolesces and changes things and moves things in a different window. That's different. That's the point.
Yeah.
But not everyone can do that. Some can do that, but not everyone can do it. And, you know, God help you otherwise.
You better become like me as much as possible.
So, Ion, if Carolyn hadn't have been so patient and accommodating these last 4 years, and we hadn't gotten the RNA drops, how would things would be different? Would we have found our way to Bob and Carolyn?
All roads end there sooner or later. It put the media in media ecology.
It's inevitable.
Ineffable, it's a great word, but it'll make you sleep with a mime.
Ion, I got this interesting book called World History in 1,000 Objects. And I've been discovering Carolyn in there and bits of Bob and you. And is there any kind of pages, or can you direct me to a couple of interesting things I might find?
136.
Any other pages?
240.
Any other pages?
91.
Any other pages?
3.
Hey, Sue, how are we in there? What objects are about us?
Well, Carolyn is in there on the in the picture of the Sistine Chapel.
How am I in there? What am I doing?
Well,
Santa Claus?
I kind of see you everywhere, Bob.
Oh, okay.
But the interesting thing about this book is it's very visual and very beautiful in the presentation of the artifacts. And so I see you sort of walking through the Roxana videos in
it's
the...
Autonomic. It's autonomic.
Autonomic is the,
yeah,
the way I perceive
it referred to.
Well, you're saying it's soothing to someone else. It might be horrible. I mean, to other people, it would be like looking at Auschwitz. But you're saying it's so pleasing and pleasurable. But actually what it engages in you is the autonomic position.
Yeah, that's really
autonomic
sad.
Autonomic or autonomic?
Autonomic.
Is that because I'm more of a visual person, Ion, that I enjoy it so much?
No, darling, you're just really cool.
Okay.
Actually, you're not visual really at all. That's your default setting. If you can't get it any other way, then you see it. And that's easy. Just because you look at your passengers, you look at your situation, you have to see your situation. But you feel your situation long before it does.
Well, this is why when I walk through all these museums and art galleries and everything, it's much more of a floating through a feeling place.
Because you're already there, you're just trying to catch up.
you're autonomically trying to respond. And that's the easiest way to do. That's your default setting. Not your best setting. It's not the one that you're best at, but it's the one you default to. And that's okay.
And the one that I'm best at is?
Sitting in your room with a nice glass of wine, enjoying your world.
Looking out at her backyard in Bedford, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. Lord suffering Canadian.
Yeah, Canadians are easily helped or made happy. They don't have much standards of achievement.
So have you ever...
The opportunity for disappointment is all but moot.
Yes,
you mean because I'm always out and about? Is it because I'm always out and about and flying here and there that I appreciate being home in my own place the most?
That's where you can apply it best.
I can apply best my creativity or my ability to create?
All of it.
So am I one of these Canadians that likes to participate, not participate directly, but go at it through a book or through somebody giving a course on the experience?
Like all good Canadians, you do what good Canadians do best. You leave.
Is that why Brendan wants to live in Los Angeles?
Well, duh. South by Southwest. That's the answer.
And that's a big festival in Austin, Texas?
Yes. Well, he was working at North by Northeast there for a bit.
Is that another festival?
It was sort of linked up between Toronto and Austin, Texas. They were having South by Southwest as a music festival in Austin that was a very big thing, and Toronto was trying to create a sort of a sister tourism aspect through North by Northeast and have big music scenarios happening there. And Brendan was hoping to get involved in that when he was at City Hall, but everything's been pushed back as far as creating a scenario for him to participate in that. And he hates the weather up there anyway. But South by Southwest is really California, isn't it?
Dude. He may leave his wallet in El Segundo.
Well, he's been very interested in just leaving things open to see what happens, and he's embracing whatever's coming towards him.
Well, good. He turned loose of the Rob Ford conundrum. Congrats.
And
so it's a train. It's off the tracks. It's on the rails.
Is Rob Ford going to make his transition this year?
We haven't decided. It's so much fun. Poor Jimmy Fallon won't have anything to talk about if we do.
You know, it was Brendan that sent Jimmy Fallon the Rob Ford bobblehead doll.
Yes, it's wonderful. We know.
Ford didn't know about it, and neither did Fallon for a while. That's why there was some confusion between the two when Rob Ford sent him a second bobblehead doll.
Brendan's was better.
Does Brendan have a good role to play in California, in Los Angeles? Will he become involved in music or film or something interesting?
Pinellas Adventures.
And Pinellas means?
We didn't say.
It's getting irritating, Sue. What you should, Brendan should be asking the questions, not you. It's all distorted going through you. It's useless. And he'll just think you're a nut, and it won't go anywhere, so don't waste our time.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
And if you need it, Bob will loan you the money. You can blow your brains out. Bob is so kind and easy and delightful. Isn't he just a joy?
Yeah.
No, it's the Pinellas Adventures. They're coming. And when he lands there, he'll know it. But it won't be because we said it. It'll be a confirmation for you then, not for now. You'll be all right. It's all recorded.
Okay, thanks, Ian. I appreciate it.
More than you know. Therefore, deliciously and forever, we are complete.
Thank you, Ian.
Happy solstice, Ian.